We're up to the 61st mitzvah, and that is a special mitzvah to love the ger. That's a person who converted to Judaism, and this goes beyond the mitzvah of loving our fellow man. The Torah tells us many times that we should love the ger, someone who comes here, and this applies not only to ger, but if you're in a new place, and if you're in a place and there are newcomers that come in, so we can apply this mitzvah by helping them out, showing them around. That's also an application of this mitzvah. The 62nd.
Can be non-Jew.
Well, here we're talking about a Jew, a non-Jew. That's a different mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of being nice to him, showing him around. The 62nd mitzvah is the mitzvah of giving loans to a person who's poor. And that's a greater mitzvah than tzedakah, because you help a person that his business doesn't collapse. So we have a special mitzvah to help someone by giving them a loan, an interest-free loan. The 63rd mitzvah is the mitzvah to give back collateral. If someone needed a loan and you took from him a pledge, you took collateral, so then we have a mitzvah to give it back if he needs it. Let's say you took collateral, you took his lawnmower, and his job is mowing lawns. So technically you're not supposed to take that as collateral. But let's say he did want you to take it, or let's say somehow you did end up with that as collateral, you got to give it back to him so he could do his work.
And you can take something else?
Sure, you can take something else. But let's say you take his candlesticks, right? He needs them for Shabbos. So bring them back for Shabbos and pick them up after Shabbos. So here we see that the Torah's concept of collateral is not only a security, but also the inconvenience of having to take it back and give it back and take it back and give it back. That's like pressure that the guy will pay you back. The 64th mitzvah is the mitzvah releasing a loan when Shemitah comes, right? When the seventh year passes, we forgive a loan. And these days, it's rabbinic, it's not biblical. And therefore, our sages instituted a contract called a prusbul, whereby we give our loans over to the courts for collection, and then the loans are not released. Meaning if I give it over to the courts, then the courts, something you owe the courts, doesn't get released on Shemitah. So the rabbis permitted us to do that nowadays, because nowadays the whole concept is rabbinic, so we have a way of getting around it. But you guys should remember to do that before Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Yeah. You just had it now, right. The 65th mitzvah is a special mitzvah applicable today. If you have a worker that deals with food, you have to allow him to eat the food. You have a cheese factory, you have a hot dog factory. So first of all, you guys know you're not supposed to deal in non-kosher foods. The Torah says you're not allowed to do business with non-kosher foods. So assuming you have kosher foods, you have to let the worker eat from it. Just like we say you can't muzzle an animal when the animal is threshing. It sees grain in front of it. You can't put a muzzle on it. You got to let it eat something as it's working. You don't have to give it the fine crops. You could give them other crops to eat. But a worker, when the worker is working and he sees the food, you got to let him eat.
Really?
Yeah, so that's the 65th mitzvah.